Masechtes Pesachim, Daf Chaf. We will begin from Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, 9 lines before the end of the Amud, with the words Tani Tana Kamei. Again, this Gemara has as its focal point that pasuk that we learned so much about in Parsha Shmini. The pasuk says, "V'chol klicheras ashayipol mehemet toichay." If there is a klicheras into which a sheras will fall, kol asher b'toichay yitmo. And the pasuk said, "Mikol ha'oichal asher yeyochel asher yovayol of mayim yitmo v'chol mashke asher yishase v'chol kli yitmo." We had various pshatim in this pasuk. Let us now discuss two of those pshatim that are pertinent to this Gemara. One was the pshat of the Tana Reb Yehuda that we had in the Braisa on the Daf Tazayin. Rashi explained that in order to understand the shita of Reb Yehuda in that Braisa, that held in that Braisa, that Mashkin can be Matama Oichle Min HaTorah, we must say that Reb Yehuda learned the following pshat in the Pasuk. Anything that's in the klicheras becomes tamei from the klicheras. What is that anything? Any oichel that falls into that klicheras, that oichel shall become tamei, and not only shall that oichel become tamei and become a sheni, but also we read the word yitma as if it would say yitamei, and therefore that oichel can be metama other mashkim. And also b'chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli yitma, any mashkim that is in that keli shall become tamei, and also those mashkim could be metama something else, yitama. But what can those mashkim be metama? Rav Yehuda held that since the word yitma or yitama is written in such close proximity to the word kli, because it says b'chol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli yitma, yitama, therefore we say that the mashkim can be metama even kelim. That was the view of Rav Yehuda, that mashkim could be metama kelim in atayra, and those kelim become a shlishi. The Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin brought a Mishnah from which we see that chazal by Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda changed his mind about that din, and Rav Yehuda now holds that mashkim cannot be metama oichlin. But in the first price, Rav Yehuda held that mashkim can be metama oichlin. We're going to need the sheet of Rav Yehuda to understand the Gemara that we're about to learn. Another pshat that we had in our sugi was the pshat of Rabbi Akiva in the pasuk, and Rabbi Akiva learns, "Mikol ha'oichel asher yochel asher yovayol of mayim yitma." Any oichel that is in the kli cheres is makabel tuma from the kli cheres. So the sheretz which fell into the kli avia kli cheres is an av. The kli cheres is a rishon, and the oichel that is makabel tuma from the kli cheres is a sheni. But since it says yitma and it doesn't say tame, we know that this oichel can also be matana a mashke. So that mashke would become a shlishi, and Rabbi Akiva held that there is a din of shlishi by chulin. And so also we would dash in the end of the pasuk, v'chol mashke asher yishase v'chol kli yitma, the mashke that is in this kli cheres becomes a sheni, and yitame, this mashke can be matama other oichlin. So Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that chulin can become shlishi. Now we begin with our Gemara. Tani Tana Kamei de Rav Sheshes. There was an Amora who was reciting a Braisa in the presence or before Rav Sheshes, and he said the following Braisa. Sheretz Metame Esamashkin. We can have the following sequence. There is a Sheretz, and that Sheretz can metame be Metame Mashkin. How do we know that Sheretz can be Metame Mashkin? That we saw in the Gemara at the beginning of Daf Yud Chesam and Beis. We have a kavachema. If we see in the pasuk that we mentioned before that mashkim can be makabel tuma from a klicheres that was makabel tuma from a sheretz, so certainly mashkim could be metame, could be makabel tuma directly from the sheretz. So we know the din that sheretz metame is a mashkin. And now we go further. Umashkin, these mashkim that now became a rishon, metamen is a kli. This is according to the view of Rabbi Yehuda that we mentioned before, that mashkim that were mekabel tuma from a kli cheres can be metame a kli. So also, certainly, if mashkim were mekabel tuma from a sheretz, certainly those mashkim can be metama a kli according to Rabbi Yehuda, and this will be a din de'araisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. So we have so far sheretz as a nav, the first mashkim are a rishin, and the keli now becomes a sheni. And now we go further in this brisa. Ukli metama es oichlin, and the keli that is now a sheni can be metama oichlin. Those oichlin become a shlishi. How do we know that a keli can be metama oichlin? That we learn in the pasuk that we mentioned before. That the klicheres that was makabel tuma from the sheretz can be matamal the oichlin in the klicheres. So also here, this keli can be matama oichlin. This is a great difficulty, because in the pasuk we only see that a keli that was makabel tuma from a sheretz can be matama oichlin. Here the keli was not makabel tuma from a sheretz, but the keli was makabel tuma from mashkin that were makabel tuma from a sheretz. So we'll see with that question one moment. V'ho'oichlin mitamen es hamashkin. And these oichlin that were mekabel tuma from the kli, they can be mitamen mashkin. They make the mashkin into a revi'i. Where do we see that oichlin could be mitamen mashkin? We see from the pasuk that the oichlin that were mekabel tuma from the kli cheres can be metamei mashkin. This again is a difficulty. The oichlin and the posik were a sheni. These oichlin here are a shlishi. So it would seem that we have an araya from the posik to the last two dinim that we are learning here. Rashi says that these questions are included in a question that the Gemara will soon ask. Rashi says, he, it's the same question. V'lamadnu, and that braisa continues. Sholosh tumais b'sheretz. We learn that by a sheretz, there are three tumas that can come from the sheretz, a rishon, a sheni, and a shlishi. Ask the Gemara, hani abor hein. This is the question that we mentioned before. Ask the Gemara, here there are four tumas, and the Torah only tells us about three, and the Sbraisa said, v'lamadnu sholosh tumas. So what are we saying, four over here? Answers the Gemara, goiz mashkin dereshe. Cut out of this Mishnah, the mashkin that is mentioned at the beginning. In other words, it said until now, we were learning sheretz, mashke, kli, oichel, mashke, and now cut out the first mashke and say that the kli was makabel tume from the sheretz. If so, this brisa would be according to the view of Rebbe Akiva, because we have the sheretz, the kli was makabel tume from the sheretz, that we know in the Torah from the kli cheretz, that's makabel tume from the sheretz. The oichel was makabel tume from the kli, that is just like the oichel in the kli cheretz in the pasuk, and then the mashke is makabel tume from the oichel, that is according to the view of Rebbe Akiva that says, Mikol ha'oichel asheyochel asheyovayol of mayim yitmo, and he dashens yitame, that the oichel that became a sheni can make the mashke into a shlishi. So it's in accordance with the view of Rebbe Akiva. And so also, if this kli that was makabel tumah from the sheretz would have been matama amashke, and that mashke would be matama oichel, it would be the same din according to the Rebbe Akiva. As to the Gemara, adarabba, goiz mashkin the sefer, cut off the mashkin and the sefer, and then you'll have also only a shlishi. Why do you cut off the first mashkin? Say that the mashke was makabel from the sheretz, it became a rishon, the kli was makabel from the mashke, and the oichel was makabel from the kli, and we have a total of a shlishi over here. Answers the Gemara, Lo yashke chontana diyoma mashkin mitamen kli. If the order of the Kabbalah's tumah is sheretz, mashke, kli, oichel, then we would have to say that a mashke is mitame kli. And we did not find a Tana that says that a mashke can be mitame kli, ela Rabbi Yehuda, only Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa and Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph. And we know that Rehoda Bey, we learned in the Gemara in Yud Zayin Amid Beis from the Mishnah Masechtos Kelim that Yehuda retracted from his position on Mashkin being Metama Oichel. He doesn't hold that way anymore. V'simonayich. So if you want to remember the Seder of the Tumas over here that we're mentioning, Nazyaisa, just think about how they make beer out of barley. When they make beer from barley, first they have the keli, and then they bring the barley, which is the oichel, and then they bring the liquids, which is mashke. So the same thing over here. From the sheretz, there was keli, oichel, mashke. Now the Gemara continues. Tanan hosom, we learned in a Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim. Sheretz shenimtza betana. If a sheretz was found in a tana. Hapas shebetoichoi. If this sheretz in a tana is in the avia hatanu, it's in the space of the tana, it's not even touching the walls of the tana, but it's in the space of the tana inside. hapas shebetoichoi, the bread, which is also suspended in the avir hatanur, that pas is shnir. Why? Mipnesha hatanur tchila. Because the tanur here is a rishon. The tanur is makabel tumah from the sheretz, although the sheretz did not touch the inside walls of the tanur, but since it is in the space, the avir hatanur, the Torah was machadish that the tanur can contract tumah from the sheretz in this fashion. And then the pas is mekabel tumah from the tanner, although the pas isn't touching the tanner either. Omale avada ba hava de rova. Ask Rav, said avada ba hava to rova. V'nerze lahay tanner kemande moli tumah domi. If we say that the tanner is mekabel tumah from the sheretz, let us say that this is because the whole avir, the space of the tanner, is as it were filled with tumah sheretz. And therefore, the walls of the tanur received or were makabel the tumah from the sheretz itself, because the whole avir hatanur, the gzeres hakosuf says, is as if it were filled with the sheretz. And if so, v'etehever haypas rishoina, then this pas should be a rishon. This pas should contract tumah directly from the sheretz and not have to contract the tumah from the tanur, which is only a rishon. Omalei. Don't think that that is the pshat, that the path can be kabel tumah directly from the sheretz. The sanya, because we learned in the braisa. Yochol yehu kol akelim metamin me'avei kli cheres. I would have thought that all kelim could be makabel tumah from the space inside the kli cheres. That kelim that are in the avei kli cheres should be able to become tumah. Talmud Loimar, the Posik says, Kol asher besoicha yitmo. Everything that is in the Kli Cheres becomes Tomei. V'somach lei, and the Posik says immediately afterwards, what becomes Tomei in the Avir Kli Cheres? Mikol ha'oichel, asher ya'ochel, asher yovei olav mayim yitmo, v'chol mashke, asher yishose, v'chol kli yitmo. And from this we darshan, oichel metame me'avir Kli Cheres. Only oichel that is in the space of a Kli Cheres becomes Tomei. V'ein kol ha'kelim metamin me'avir Kli Cheres. If there are kelim in the Avir Kli Cheres, and between those kelim and the inside walls of the tanur, this kli cheres that is, there is a sheretz, those kelim cannot become tamei. Why? If we would say that these sheretz could be metame, those kelim directly, certainly those kelim would be makabel tumah, because kelim can be makabel tumah from an av hatumah, from a sheretz. So we must say that those kelim cannot become tamei directly from the sheretz, because the kelim did not touch the sheretz. And the only time that we find that a sheretz can be metame in the avir, although it is not touching something, that's only a chiddush in kli cheres. And therefore the kli cheres becomes a rishon, and if we want the kelim in the kli cheres that are not kli cheres, if we want those kelim to be mekabel tumah, they would have to be mekabel tumah from the kli cheres. And here the Torah was mechadish to us that kelim cannot be mekabel tumah from kelim which are a rishon. Kelim can be mekabel tumah from kelim which are enough, but not from kelim which are a rishon. And here, from here we have our great important klal, that kelim can only be mekabel tumah from an avatumah. Kelim can never be mekabel tumah from a rishon. The Gemara continues, Rav Chisda Romi Pischa Apischa Umashani. Rav Chisda asked a kasha from a din in Hilchas Pesach about burning Truma Teluya with Tmeya, and another din of Hilchas Pesach where we also find a din about Truma Teluya Utmeya Umashani, and Rav Chisda answered the question. We know that we learned in our Mishnah on Daf Yudal Amud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah, Umoidim Rebbe Lezer v'Rebbe Yeshua agree Shesof and Zula Atzma v'Zula Atzma, that if there's Truma Tehoira and Truma Temeya Erev Pesach, we have to burn them separately so as not to be Metame the Truma Tehoira because of the din of Mishmeres. Alma Nechleku, where is there a Machlekes between Rabbi Eleza and Rabbi Yeshua al hateluyo v'al hatameyo. If we have truma that is sofik tamei, sofik tohor, we don't know for sure if truma touched it or not. And we have other truma that is certainly tameyo. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Eleza and Rabbi Yeshua whether or not we may burn the truma tluyo with the tameyo together. She Rabbi Eleza oimet yisarov zula atma v'zula atma. Rabbi Eleza said in the Mishnah, each one has to be burned separately because of the din of mishmeres, even though it's a tluya, it's a suffix to meya, since it might be tahira, we're not allowed to be metameh at biodayim. For Rabbi Yeshua, amen, Rabbi Yeshua says, shteyem ka'achas, we're allowed to burn them together, since it's also be'achila anyway, the truma tluya is also be'achila, there is no din of mishmeres, and we may burn it together, the truma tahira, or the truma tluya, that is, together with the tmeya. And now the Gemara asks on this. Av chizda rami pisra pisra he asks a stira. Umeshani ini answered the stira. Miyomer Rabbi Yeshua shtein ka'achas. Did then Rabbi Yeshua say that tluya with tamea may be burnt together as our Mishnah brings? V'raminu al ask you a kasha from a braisa. Omer Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Meir, as he refuted Rabbi Meir's view about burning truma tahira with tamea erev Pesach. He said, Ein hanodon doyma l'ra'oya. The place that you're bringing your proof that we may burn the truma tahira with the truma tluya erev Pesach, that is not similar to the case of truma tahira and tluya erev Pesach. Why? Kishehi idu rabbeinu, when our teachers gave testimony about burning something tohar with tummy together, al mahayidu. On what did they give testimony? If they gave testimony that bosa that became tummy through a vlad hatuma, as we saw on daf yudalid, that bosa that became a shlishi, bosa of kachim, shasar femoisa, im habosa shenitma biav hatuma, were allowed to burn it together with the bosa that became tummy through an av hatuma, which is a rishin, zet tummy v'zet tummy. Over there, when I'm making from a shlishi, a risha, a sheni, it doesn't matter. Why? Because before I begin, the basa shlishi is tummy. I'm just adding on to its tumma. So therefore, I'm allowed to do it. If our teachers were made that shemen that became posel, it became unfit, but full yoim, it became a shlishi because its full yoim came into contact with the shemen. I'm allowed to kindle that shemen in a lamp that became tomei from a tomei mace. In other words, the tomei mace was an avatuma. The ner was a ner shomateches, as we saw on daf yudalit. Therefore, the cherev hareu kecholol, and that ner shomateches becomes an av hatomo also. So I'm making from this shemen that was heretofore a shlishi, I am now making it a rishon. Over there I understand very well, as a posel was a tomei. Before, the shemen was also posel. Therefore it is permitted. V'zat tomei, and the ner is tomei. Af onu moidim, says Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Meir, we also agree, but truma shenitmis bevlad hatuma. If we have truma erev Pesach that became tomei through a vlad hatuma, shasor fenoisim hatuma shenitma biav hatuma. Although we are moisif and tuma al mutumosai, since when we begin, the truma which is nitma bevlad hatuma is already tomei. Avol heich nisroiv afilu hateluyim hatmeya. But says Rabbi Yossi, how can we burn together erev Pesach? Even, I don't agree with you, even on Tluya and Tmeya. You're saying that you're allowed to burn together Tahoya and Tmeya. I don't even know how you're allowed to burn together Tluya and Tmeya. Why do I not agree? Shema Yovi Eliyahu V'yatarem. Maybe Eliyahu Hanavi will come and he will Paskin that the Truma Tluya, he will let us know that the Truma Tluya never became Tomei, and it is Tahar, and I have burnt, or I have been Metame, Truma Tahira Biyadayim. How am I allowed to do that? Said Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Meir. In any case, from this price I see that the view of Rabbi Yossi is that we may not burn Truma Tluya im Hatmeya Erev Pesach. And in our Mishnah it said that the view of Rabbi Yehoshua is that we may burn Truma Tluya with Temeya Erev Pesach. It said, Alma Mechleku, Ala Tluya V'Ala Temeya. And Rabbi Yehoshua says, and we paskin like Rabbi Yehoshua, that we may burn the Tluya with the Temeya Erev Pesach. Answers the Gemara. Umeshani, Rav Chizda, who asked this question, said a teretz. He said, "Ho, our Mishnah that says that according to Rabbi Yehoshua, we may burn the tzluya with the tmeir of Pesach. That goes according to the view of Reb Shimon." Valiba the Rabbi Yehoshua. Reb Shimon was telling us that that is what Rabbi Yehoshua, who was from an earlier generation, held. Ho, the Braise is Rabbi Yossi, Valiba the Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yossi, according to the view of Rabbi Yehoshua. In other words, we have a Machlekes Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yossi, what Rabbi Yehoshua held. Our Mishnah is giving us the view of Rabbi Yehoshua according to the version of Reb Shimon, and the Braise is the view of Rabbi Yehoshua according to the version of Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara will soon ask, in our Mishnah, how could it be Reb Shimon? Rabbi Yossi is talking in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi said in our Mishnah to Reb Meir, Eino hi hamida. We'll see about that soon. How do we know that there is a Reb Shimon here who says that the view of Rabbi Yehoshua is that we may burn Tluya and Tamea Erev Pesach? The Sanya, because we learned in a different price. Yudale Chachal Liyos Peshabbos. If the 14th day of Nisan falls on Shabbos, Mevarin es hakolim lefnei haShabbos, we destroy all the chametz that we don't need to eat on Shabbos Erev Pesach. We destroy it all before Shabbos. V'sorfin trumois temeois tluyois utohoyois divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir says we may burn together truma, which is vaday tomei, which is sofik tomei, and which is tohar. We're allowed to do this even biyoyim yud gimel. As the Tzlach here explains, since everything will be hoylech li'ibud on the eventually it will be hoylech li'ibud anyway, we will not be able to eat it on Pesach. Therefore, we're allowed to burn everything on the Yom Yud Gimel already, because Reb Meir relies on the view of Reb Yehoshua from Chovis Shel Yayin Shenishbara, that if something is Hoylech Le'ibud, if Truma is Hoylech Le'ibud, it's going to be spoiled or become Tomei or become Osir anyway, we are allowed to be Metame et Biodayim. And since this is Hoylech Le'ibud, we're allowed to be Metame it even on the Yom Yud Gimel. Divrei Reb Meir, that is the view of Reb Meir. Reb Yossi, Yoimer Reb Yossi says, Tohoira b'fnei atzmo, that the Tohoira must be burnt b'fnei atzmo, Uteluya b'fnei atzmo, Utemeo b'fnei atzmo. All the different types, the categories of Truma must be burnt separately, so as not in any way to be metame anything that is Tohar. That is the view of Rabbi Yossi. So we see here that Rabbi Yossi says, I am not allowed to burn together the Teluyo with the Tmeya. And now comes the view of Reb Shimon. Omar Reb Shimon, said Reb Shimon, Loi nechleku Reb Lezer v'Reb Yehoshua al ha-tahoyro v'al ha-tmeyo. There is no machlokes between Reb Lezer and Reb Yehoshua as far as tahoyro and tmeya is concerned. She'ein sof, that we may not burn Tahoira with Tamea together. So this would be different than the view of Reb Meir. He says Tahoira and Tamea be not burned together because there is an Isur of Mishta, a din of Mishmeras on the Tahoira, since it's perfectly edible still. Therefore, there is no heta to be Matame it be a dime. Al hatluyo v'al ha-tahoira shesofen. They both agree. If we have sofik tomei sofik tor together with tahoira, we're allowed to burn them together. Since, as Rashi says, it's not hurzak here, any tumah, we're not certain that there was any tumah at all here. It does not look as if you are being metame anything v'yodayim. And since, even if there would be an isa mishmeres in such a case, where it's erev Pesach, and it's going to be osa b'achila anyway, the whole isa of mishmeres would only midrabonon. Therefore, since over here it's in a nearer like you're being metamed because we don't see anything in front of us that's vade tomei, therefore everybody agrees you're allowed to burn it. Al mal nechleku, where is the machlokes between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yehoshua ala teluyo v'ala tmeyo? If we have truma which is sofik tomei sofik tor v'ala tmeyo, we have truma which is vade tomei. Here we have a machlokes, says Reb Shimon. Shev Rebbe Lezer, I mean that Rebbe Lezer says tisorev zuba atzma v'zuba atzma, we burn them separately. Because since the Truma Tluya is not Valei Tomei, there's a din of Mishmeres on it. Reb Yehoshua, Amen, Reb Yehoshua says, Shteyen Ka'achas, since it is Tluya, it is also Bachila anyway, because it's a Sofik Tomei, there is no din of Mishmeres, and therefore we may burn it together. Shteyen Ka'achas. If so, we have over here the view of Reb Shimon that says that Reb Yehoshua held that Tluya and Tomei we may burn Ka'achas. Ask the Gemara, if so, You are saying that our Mishnah and Daf Yudalit goes according to the view of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua, that we may burn the Tumah Teluya with the Tmeya together. Ask the Gemara, V'homastis in Rabbi Yossi he, in our Mishnah Rabbi Yossi is talking, Rabbi Yossi said, Eino hi hamida. Answers the Gemara, Hochi ka'omar Rabbi Yossi l'Rab Meir. This is what Rabbi Yossi was saying to Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. Afilu l'Rab Shimon v'alibad Rabbi Yeshua, Demekel, I personally hold that Rabbi Yeshua held that even Tluya and Temeya we may not burn together. But even according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Demekel, that he is Mekel and says that we may burn something that is not Tomei, Ki Mekel, when is he Mekel but Tluya or Temeya? If it's not Vadai Tomei but it's Tluya, that we may burn together with the Temeya. Avo but the Hoiro Temeya, something which is perfectly edible as far as the din tumah of truma is concerned, it's perfectly edible. Like such a thing, we may not burn together with tumah. Now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina Romi Truma Apisra Umashani. Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanina ask a question from the din of burning truma all year to the din of burning truma before Pesach. Umeshani and Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina said a teretz to his question. He asked, "Mi omer Rabbi Yeshua shteim ka'achas?" Did then Rabbi Yeshua say that if we have tluya and tameya, we may burn them together? That was just the view of Rabbi Shimon we had in the Braisa, that tluya tameya we burn together. V'raminu, I will ask you a question from a Mishnah in Trumois that we learned before on Daf Tezvav. It says there, Chovis shel truma shenoylet basafik tuma. If we have a barrel filled with wine of truma, in which there is a suffix tumu, we don't know if a sheretz touched the wine or not, so it's suffix tumi. Rebbe Lezer says, Im hoysa munachas b'mokam hatofa, if the wine, the barrel, was in a place, in an open place, where it might is apt to become tamei, yanichenu b'mokam hamutzna, he should put it in a concealed, secluded place, so it shouldn't become tamei. In other words, although it is already suffik tamei, there is still a chiyuv of mishmeres. Vim hoysa megula, and if it was uncovered before, yichasena, now he should cover it. He should do something to be makayim the din of mishmeres. However, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Im hoysa munachas b'mkayim hamutzna, if it was lying in a place which was concealed, it was secluded, yanuchena b'mkayim hatof." According to Rashi Pshat, there we saw he may place it in the mokam hatof. "Vim hoysa mechusa, and if it was previously covered over, yigalena, he may uncover it." What do we see there? Even according to Rabbi Yeshua, in that Mishnah, who is Mekel, we see Gromein. I am just allowed to, indirectly, without a maisa, cause it to become tameh. I place it in a place that is a mokam hatofa, but certainly biyodayim loy, I'm not allowed to take a sheretz and place a sheretz on the yain. He only says I'm allowed to do it, but if in grome, in an indirect or a passive way. So there we see that Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that truma teluya, truma which is safek tameh, safek tohor, we may not be matama biyodayim. And here Reb Shimon says, in the name of Reb Yosi, in the name of Reb Yeshua, Reb Shimon and Pshat and Reb Yeshua, the truma tuluya, we are allowed to be matama biyodayim by burning it together with the tmeya. Umeshani, and Reb Yosi Reb Chaninu, who answered this kasha, said, Horeb Shimon, that brisa that said that we may burn truma teluya with tamei, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that is the view of Reb Shimon, alibad Rabbi Yeshua. Horeb Yosi alibad Rabbi Yeshua, the Mishnah that says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, only a grome is permitted, that is the view of Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that only a grome is muta, but biyodayim, it is awesome. And now the Gemara continues. Rebbe Lozer Rami, Teruma, Ateruma, Umeshani. Rebbe Lozer asked a steer from a din in Hilchas Truma to a din in Hilchas Truma, and he said a teretz. And his question was as follows, Rebbe Lozer. Umi omar Rebbe Yeshua, Grome in Biodayim Loi. Did then Rebbe Yeshua say that only a Grome is permitted, and to be Matama Biodayim it is Osir? That seems to be what Rabbi Yehoshua said in the Mishnah that we just mentioned before about the Chovis Shel Truma Shonoilet Basafik Tumah, that Rabbi Yehoshua said, Im Hoysa B'Mokam Hamutzna Yigaleno, he may be Megala it. So we see that he says that we're allowed to be Mitame. This Sufik Tomei, not be Odayim, but only Al Yedei Gromo, indirectly. V'raminu, I will ask you a kasha. It says in the Mishnah in Trumas, this Mishnah we also learned before in Daf Tezvav. Chavish al Truma, if there is a barrel of Truma, of wine, which broke in the upper pit. They used to press wine in the upper pit, and the wine would flow from the upper pit into the lower pit. So if we have a barrel of wine in this upper pit, and this a barrel of wine broke, and now it's all going to flow down into the lower pit, v'tachteha chulin tamei. In the lower pit, there is chulin that is tamei. Now let's review the dinim again. If we have chulin that is tahar, anyone can eat it. If we have chulin that is tamei, mitzad ikir hadin, anyone can eat it. Some people ate the chulin b'tahara, but they only ate chulin tameim when they were tameim. But in any case, chulin tameim, we always have customers to buy or to be able to sell chulin tameim too. Either people that don't eat the chulin b'tahara, or such people tamei and buy chulin tameim. However, now there's a dangerous thing. If the wine, the truma, comes from the upper pit to the lower pit, then we're going to have a mixture here of truma and chulin. And the chulin, which is tamei, is going to be matama the truma. We know that truma tameya, nobody is allowed to eat. And therefore, there's going to be a hefset for this chulin tameim that's in the lower pit if this truma tahira flows into the chulin tameim. And now this person certainly could receive the truma tahira that is coming out of the upper pit. This person has a kli tamei at hand, and he can catch all the truma tahira in this kli tamei, that no truma tahira will flow into the lower pit. Therefore, he could save all his chulin tamei, that it will remain chulin tamei, he'll be able to sell it. But then there would be a problem. He is being metame his truma tahira. And here the Mishnah begins. Moedim Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, who have a machlokes soon on this subject, they both agree. She'im yochel lahatzul mimeno revius b'tahara. That if this person would not use his kli tomei to catch the wine that is flowing down, but he would go searching for a kli tahara. And if he would go searching for a kli tahara, he would be able to find a kli tahara in time enough to be able to save as little as one revius of the truma tahira that is about to flow into the lower pit and become tamei. So if a person could do that, yatzel, he is mechuyuv, he is obligated to do that. He may not catch all the truma tahira in his kli tamei in order to save the chulin tameim in the lower pit. He may not do that. Why? Because when he does that, he's metame all the truma tahira that is falling into this kli. And he has a possibility to find a kli tahar in which to receive one revius. So he's going to save one revius of truma tahira from becoming tame. That he is mechuyev to do. And therefore, if there's enough time to find somewhere a kli tahar in which to receive one revius of the wine, at least, that is falling from the that is flowing from the upper pit, he's mechuyev to do that, although that will cause all the rest of the wine to go into the lower pit and to make a dimua, a mixture out of the wine in the lower pit of chulin and truma, which will all become tamei, and no one will be able to eat any of it. But that the person is mechuyev to do. So that's the first thing, v'imlav. If there's no way he can find a kli toho to save one revius b'tahara, so this person has two choices. If he's passive here, he does nothing, then all the wine from the upper pit is going to go into the lower pit, and he's going to lose all his chulin tamei. It's not worth anything because it's truma. It's a mixture of chulin and truma, which is tamei, and it may not be eaten by anyone. Another option that he has is to receive all the wine that is flowing from the upper pit to catch it in his kli tamei. Then he would be saving all the chulin tameim, but then he's being matame the truma tahira biyodayim. And that is the machlokes here in the Mishnah. The imla, Rebbe Elazar says, teired v'tatame, let the wine go from the upper pit to the lower pit, and let it become tame by itself. I didn't do anything biyodayim. And then it would be getting mixed together with the chulin tameim in the lower pit, and everything will be lost. V'al yitamenu b'yat. Still, it's better to do that than being metame the truma tohira b'yadayim, because that is a din of mishmeres. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer. Rabbi Yehoshua says yitamenu b'yat. He has a right. He has permission mitzad din to receive the wine from the upper pit with a clay tome, although he is, as it were, being metame with his very hands. He's doing a maisa to be metame the truma tohira which is coming to this kli. So what do we see from this, Rabbi Yeshua? That we're allowed to be metame the truma tohira biyadayim. And the other Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua said only, we're allowed to be goyrim tuma to the truma. We're not allowed to be metame it biyadayim. And in both cases, there's nothing I'm ever going to be able to do with this truma. In the case of tluya, it's tluya, I can't eat it anyway. In this case, if I'm not going to be metame it biyadayim, and in a moment it's going to become tummy, I'm not going to be able to eat it either. Umeshani. And Rabbi Lozer, who asked this question, he said as Haratz, Shaina Hosam, over there, by Chavis Shal Truma Shal Nishbo Rabigasal Yoin, over there it's different. The Ika Hefset Chulin, over there we are involved with the loss of Chulin. If he will not be allowed to be Matama, the Truma Tahoira, which is anyway going Li'ibud, the Yodayim, there'll be a Hefset to all the Chulin, which is Tmeim, in the lower pit, because it's all going to become mixed with the Truma, and no one will be able to eat it. I won't be able to sell it to anyone. But in the case of Truma Teluya, which we say that we're not allowed to be Matama Biyadayim, over there not being Matama, the Truma Teluya Biyadayim, does not cause any Hefset. Ask the Gemara, Maskif L'Rove Masdi Sanami Ika Hefsedetzim. If so, in our Mishnah, why are we not allowed to burn according to Rabbi Yossi and according to Rabbi Shimon in the view of Rabbi Yeshua? Why are we not allowed to burn Truma Tahira with Tameya together? There is also here, if we're not going to burn the Truma Tahira with the Tameya together, there's a Hefsedetzim. There's a loss of the fuel, the wood, that I need to make two fires. This way I can make one fire. The wood costs money. Amalei Abaya, said Abaya to Rava, lehefsed meruba choshishu. The Chachamim were choshed for a great loss, which over there by the Yayin, begas hatachtoina, I'm going to lose all the wine. Lehefsed muat lechoshishu. A small hefsed, which is only wood, lumber, it's not so expensive. Therefore, the Chachamim were in Choshish, and they said, Midrabanan, there is a din of Mishmeres, you have to be careful not to burn the Truma to Huahira with the Tzluya together of Pesach, since in fact it is Tahira, although it is utterly Ibud, and it is also to eat already Midrabanan, I'm not allowed to burn still the Truma to Huahira with the Tzluya together. Says the Gemara, Umenot Hemra de Lehefsed Meruba Choshishu, U Lehefsed Mua Loi Choshishu. How do you know that the Chachamim, in regard to these dinim, differentiated between a great loss and a minor loss? Says the Gemara, the Sanya, because we learned in the Braisa. Chovis shel Shemen Truma Shenishbor Abigasa Yoina. This Braisa does not speak about Chovis shel Truma Stam. Chovis shel Truma Stam means Chovis shel Yain. Over here we're talking about Shemen. Chovis shel Shemen Truma Shenishbor Abigasa Yoina. It's exact same case as we had before, but before we were talking about Yayin, and now we are talking about Shemen. So here, Moide Rabbi Lezer to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer agrees to Rabbi Yeshua. She'im yochol lahatzel mimena revias betahara yatzel. That if he can catch a revias betahara by finding a kli tohar to catch one revias from the gasar al yoyna of the shemen, that it should not become tummy by flowing into the gas hatachtoina. He's required to do it, even though it's going to go flow down to the gas hatachtoina, and everything is going to become tummy, because he was spending his time looking for the kli tohar instead of catching all the shemen with the kli tummy. And if he cannot do that, the first thing he has to try to do, he has to try to save shemen, one revia shemen. If he can't save one revia shemen with the kli toha, teired with the tameh, the al yitamenu biyad. He has to let all the shemen go down into the gasa tachtoina and become tameh from the gasa tachtoina and be now mixed together with the chulin tameim in the gas hatachtoina, and he has a loss that now the shemen in the gas hatachtoina can no more be eaten by anyone. This is also, he should not be metamei the yodayim, the shemen that is going down from the gasol yoyna to the gasol tachtoyna. There's a great question over here, and that is, why is it moide Rabbi Elazar le Rabbi Yeshua? Over here it should say moide Rabbi Yeshua le Rabbi Elazar. In the previous Mishnah we had, Rabbi Yeshua is the one that would say he's allowed to catch it with the gli tamei so as to save the yayin chulin tamein, which is negasa tachtoina. So if here by shemen, for some reason, as we will see, the din is that you must let it run down, it should be moide Rabbi Yeshua le Rabbi Elazar, because before Rabbi Elazar was also the one that said that you have to let it run down. So if there is someone that's moide here, which it would seem that it should say moide Rabbi Yeshua le Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara is going to ask that question later on. Maishna Shemen. Why is Shemen different? Why by Shemen do we say that he has to let the Shemen run down? Deroy lahadlik. Because the Shemen is only a hefted mu'at. If he's going to let the Shemen run in the Gasa Tachtoina, so now we have Shemen of Chulin in the Gasa Tachtoina mixed with the Shemen of Truma from the Gasa Elyoina, everything now becomes Tamei. So nobody is allowed to eat it. Good, but it's not a hefted merubi because oil could be used as fuel. So, and we know truma tamei, although we're not allowed to eat it, we may, and in fact it's a mitzvah to use it as fuel and to be nana b'srefasa. If so, maishna shemen deroy lahadlik. If so, we see from here that there's a difference between a hefted merubi and a hefted mu'at. By the shemen, it's a hefted mu'at, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua agrees that we have to allow the shemen to go down and to become tameh. We're not allowed to be metameh it biyodayim because it does not involve a hefsed meruba. And by the yayin, where it's a hefsed meruba, what can we do with yayin that is tameh? There's nothing we can do. We can't use yayin tameh as fuel. So over there, if the yayin of truma from the gasel yoin is going to go down in the gasel tachtoina where we have yayin shachul and tmeim, it's going to make everything dimua, everything is going to be also because it's mixed with truma, that's a hefsed meruba, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua allowed us to take it with a kli. That is the raya that there's a difference between hefsed meruba and hefsed mu'at. And the Gemara says maishna shem deroy lahadlik yayin ami roy lezilof. The wine I can also use. It's not a big hefsin. I can take the yayin and spray it. Yayin of truma tamei, although I'm not allowed to drink it, but I'm allowed to spray it in the house that there should be a good aroma in the room. So there's not such a great hefsin. I don't have to throw out the wine. I can do something with it. V'chi teima, and if you will say that zilof lav milsahi, that spraying is not really a usage, you don't get much out of spraying, it's not a chosh of a type of usage, and therefore the difference between drinking the wine and spraying the wine is a hefsed meruba. V'chiteim ezilof lav milsahi. No, the Omer Shmuel said mishum Rabchi in the name of Rabchi. Shaisin milug besela umezalfa milug b'shtayim. If a person has two measures of wine, each one is a lug, and one is a better wine, and it cost two sloim, and the other one is a more inferior wine, and it only cost one sela. If a person has two such wines, he should drink the wine that costs one sela, and he should spray the wine in his house that costs two sloim. That's how wonderful a thing this zilof, the spraying wine in the room, the aroma of the wine is. If so, you see, it's a very good usage to do zilof, and since that can be done with truma tamea, where is there a hefsed meruba in the case of chavis shal yayin she nishbara begasra al yoyna? Answers the Gemara b'chadash. The Mishnah of chadash shal yayin she nishbara begasra al yoyna is talking about new, fresh wine that can't be used for zilof. We have to have old wine for that. Ask the Gemara v'haroi liyashna. I could save the wine, the truma, even if it's going to become tamei, I can save it and wait until it becomes yayin yoshin and then do zilof. So where is my hesed meruba? Answers the Gemara, osi b'lidei takola. I'm afraid it's going to come into a stumbling block. In other words, if he's going to have wine of truma tamea in his home and he's going to wait until it's old so that he can spray it, along the way, once he's going to taste it, he's going to drink it, and that would be an isa of eating or drinking truma tameya, which is asa min hatayah. Ask the Gemara, shemen nami yasi beli de takola. If so, how is he allowed to use the shemen for fuel? It's asi beli de takola, it's going to be around his house. He may come to drink or to eat the shemen. And says the Gemara, de ramile bekli mois, he's obligated to put it immediately in an unclean kli. As soon as it becomes tameh, he has to put it in an unclean vessel, so he'll never come to drink it. Ask the Gemara, Yainami Ramale Bekli Mois. Let's legislate that he should place the wine of Tumah Temeya in a Kli Mois, so he should not come to drink it, and then he'll use it when it becomes Yashain, when it becomes old, he'll use it Lezilof. And answers the Gemara, Lezilof Kaboyle, he wants to use this wine for spraying purposes, to give a good aroma in his home. Will he then place it in a clean moss, in an unclean dish? Then he won't be able to use it for the purpose of bringing a good aroma into his house. So therefore, there's a difference between wine and shemen. By shemen, it's a hefset mu'ud, because it could be used even as truma tameya. It could be used as fuel, and therefore, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that he must let it flow into the gasa tachtoina. However, by yayin, since it's a hefset meruba, because it's yayin chodash, it can't be used for zilof. If it's going to be allowed to flow down to the bottom pit, everything is going to become osa b'shtia. I won't be able to do anything with it. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says we may receive the wine in a kli tomei, since it's hoylech li'ibud anyway. And now the Gemara says, v'takola atzma tanoihi. This question of having truma tameya in my home, if I'm allowed to keep it in my home because I want to use it as fuel or for zilof later on, if there's a chash that we say that maybe it will bring li deta kola that he's going to drink it by mistake, tanoihi, this is a machloikis between tanoi. Where is the sanya? Because we learned in the Brice, chavish shol yayin shol truma shenit mas. If a barrel of wine of truma became tummy, beishama yoimim beishama says, hishofech hevel, we should pour it all out together. Hevel is like havila, like a bundle. In one bundle, so to speak, we should pour it out. Or as Rashi is goyres and mesechus bavakam, as it's brought here, tishofech hakoil, everything should be poured out together. Ubeisiloimim beisilol say, tas azilof, we can use this wine as a spray. So it would seem at this point that the machlokes is if we're chayshish for takala. Beis Shammai says we are chayshish for takala, and therefore you have to spill it out or pour it out immediately because it's a takala, you might come to drink it. Beis Hillel says no, you could use it as a spray, save it, and whenever you want to spray the house, spray it with the wine. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, said Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, ani achria, I will compromise, so to speak, besodeh tishafech chevel. If it's in the field, out in the field, where he's not at home to spray it immediately, therefore tishofech hevel. Why? There is a danger that until he's on the time that he's going to carry it to his home, in that time he may come to drink some of the wine, and he will be nishl in drinking truma tameya. But if it's bebayis, that he can immediately spray it, ta'as hazilof, he should spray it in the house, there's no chash of takola. Ikidi amri, others say, b'chodosh, if it's new wine that cannot be used as a zilof, if it doesn't have such a good aroma, tishofech chevel, that has to be poured out immediately because it can't be used as a zilof. B'yoshan, if it's old wine, it can immediately be used as a zilof. Tas a zilof, it should be used as a zilof, as a spray. Omuloi, so the colleagues of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, said to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, ein hachroas shlishis machras. A compromise of a third view is no compromise. Rashi here, according to the way the Masho explains, learns as follows. That if the Tanakama Beishami and Beishil had said, for instance, if Beishami had said, Bein ba bayis, bein ba soda tishofech, and Beishil had said, Bein ba bayis, u bein ba soda ta'as ozilof, and then Rabbi Yishmoel, Rabbi Yosi would come and say, Ani achria, I am achria, besoda tishofech hevel, bebayis ta'as ozilof. So then I would say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yosi all are talking on the same level. They all say that there's a question over here of takala. That Beis Shammai says, Bein Babayis, Bein Basodeh, I'm choshish for takala. Beis Hillel says, Babayis, Basodeh, Taas Azilof, I'm never choshish for takala. And then Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yosi, then he is a machria. He's making a compromise, and we have a rule of halacha kedivrei hamachria. There is such a rule. But since the Tanakama, Beishami, and Beishil, they don't say anything about the Abayis of Asada, it seems their reasons for being allowed to use it for Ziluf or not being allowed to use it for Ziluf are completely different reasons. As the Mashur brings here from Tosfos and Masechta Shabbos, that the Pshat in Beishamai, that he says, Tishofech, all the time Tishofech, he says because of a different reason, because of Recha, because a person is now allowed to have Hanor from the Reach of the Yayin of Truma Tohira. And Beisilo says he is allowed to have Hanor from the Recha of the Yayin of Truma Tohira. That's the Machlekes. And they both hold that there is no din of Takola, there's no shash of Takola, that we're afraid if he's going to hold the wine, the Truma Tmei in his house, that he may come to drink the wine. They both agree that there's no problem as far as Takola is concerned. And then Rabbi Shmuel Ben Beisi says, I say that there is a problem of Takola, and therefore Basada it's Asa and Babayis it's Mutter, because Babayis there's no Takola. Therefore, Reb Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is a completely new view, and that's why the rule of Halacha Kedivei Hamachria does not apply over here. In any case, according to Rashi, we just established that according to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, there's a chash of Takola. If we have Truma Tameya that we cannot, that we do not get rid of right away, there is a chash that someone may come to drink it. But Beishami and Beisil hold that there's no chash of Takola. Therefore, we must say the Mishnah that we learned before, that Chovesh Shotruma Shanishbo Rabigas HaYoina V'Sachteho V'Sachtoino Chulin Tameyim, Rabbi Yeshua says that we may receive the Biyayin from the Gasel Yoina in a Kli Tomei, so as not to be mafsed the Chulim Tmeyim on bottom. And we ask, what's the problem if we're mafsed the Chulim Tmeyim on bottom? If we mix the Truma together with the Chulim Tmeyim on bottom, I could still use it for Ziluf. So the Gemara said, since it's Yayin Chodosh, it's also Lidei Takola. So that is only according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. So it would seem, according to Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yeshua and that Mishnah must hold like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. And now the Gemara continues. Omar Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina, Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina said, Machloikis, the Machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah of Chovesh Shel Truma Shenishbo Rabbi Gasser El Yoina, that Rabbi Lezer said, I am Mokhoyev, I am required to allow the wine from the Gasser El Yoina to flow into the Gasser Tachtoina, although it will cause all the wine, the Chulin Tmeim and the Gasser Tachtoina, to become Asa, because it is mixed with Truma. And Rabbi Yeshua said that I am allowed to receive the wine from the Gasser El Yoina in a Kli Tamei. Why? Because otherwise, I'm going to be bolid de hefset. All the wine in the gas atachtain is going to be asa. So the machlekes is only shenafla lefachis mi meya saw chulin tameya. Only if, for instance, there was one saw in the gas al yoina, and that one saw is falling into a mount less than 100 saw in the gas atachtain. Aval nafla lemeya chulin tameya. But if in the gas atachtain with the chulin tameya there are 100 times as much wine as there is in the Gasol Yoina, Divrei Hakol, everybody agrees, Tered V'Tame, that you should allow the wine to go down to the Gasol Tachtoina and to be Metame, or to become Tame from the Chulin Tameim, Val Yitamena B'Yad, and a person should not be Metame B'Yad. Why is, what is the number of 100 here? Because as we know, the Mishnah says in Masechta Strumas Perek Dalad Mishnah Zayin, although we have it in all the time by Issa V'Heta, that we have by Yovesh B'Yovesh, Chad B'Trei Bottle, and we have a din by Lach, that Issa is Bottle B'Heta B'Shishim, but there's a special din Midrabonon, as Tosfos says in Baba Metzia, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, Diba Hamaskel V'Oyle, this is only the Rabbonon Dika Din, that by Truma, it's only Oyle B'Echad U'Meya. The Chazal learners are free from Asmachta from Aposik, that if Truma gets mixed with Chulin together, if there is 100 times as much Chulin as there is Truma, then we look at everything as if it would be Chulin, and we are allowed to, even Azor is allowed to eat it. So here, if in the Gas HaTachtoina we have 100 times as much Chulin as there is in the Gas HaYoina, then even if we were allowed to the Truma Tahira from the Gas HaYoina to fall into the Gas HaTachtoina and to become Tami there, I'm still going to be allowed to eat this as I would before the Truma fell in, because I look at it as Chulin, it becomes bottle. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua would not allow me to be Metame, the Truma Tahira B'Yadayim, because I am not having any Hefzid here. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nama Hochi, we learned the same way. Chavish and Nishbara Begasol Yoina Vitachteha Meyo Chulin Temeim. So this Bryce is talking about that in the Gasa Tachtaina there are Meyo Chulin Temeim. And up in the Gasol Yoina there is only one saw of Tumatahir. Moide Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer is Moide to Rabbi Yeshua. Here is a difficulty again. It should say not Moide Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, but Moide Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Lezer. The Gemara will soon after. If you can save a revius b'tahara, you should do that. If you imlav teired v'tetameh rali tamenu biyad. Ask the Gemara. Hay moide Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. Why does it say moide Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua? If it should say moide Rabbi Yehoshua Rabbi Lezer miboyulei, because Rabbi Yeshua is the one who said in the other Mishnah in Terumas that we may receive the Truma from the Gasar al Yoino in the Klitome. So here Rabbi Yeshua is moide that we may not receive it since it's bottle anyway. Amar Rava said Rava Hepoch, transpose. In other words, say instead of Moide Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbi Yeshua, Moide Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Lezer. No, you don't have to transpose. Because we can say that the Moide Rabbi Lezer and the Rabbi Yeshua is not going in the Sefer that Teirat Vetetame, but it is going on the Reisha that says that in Yochel Ahasul Mimenu Ravias Betahara Yatu. Hocha B'mayaskin, what are we talking about here? Bekli Shetoy Chaytoh. This kli that the Brisa talks about, Shem Yochel Lahatzel Mimena Revius Betahara Yatzel, this kli tohar is, what kind of kli tohar is it? She toichei tohar vegabei tomei, that the inside is tohar and the outside of the kli is tomei. We know that min ha-toira, any kli that is makabel tumma, if it was makabel tumma in one part of the kli, the whole kli becomes tumma. But there's an exception in the gzeres chachamim to this din. We find midrabbonan mashkin could be matame kli, that we learn ha-oichlim va-kelim shenitlu b'mashkin midrabbonan a kli could be makabel tumma from a mashka. So there the Mishnah says in kelim that the keli that is makabel tumma from mashkin, if the mashkin touched the keli migaba from the outside of the keli, only the gabav is tamei, but the teich is not tamei. So this is the kli toha that we're talking about. The inside of the kli is toha and the outside of the kli is tamei. Hachav maaskin bechli shateich toha vegabei tamei. Mahu the same, I would have thought. Nigzar dil monoga, let's, according to Rebbe Lezer, make exera, because he's always so afraid about being metama truma. Maybe the truma that is falling into the kli, which is toha inside, maybe it will touch the outside of the kli. Dilma noga gabai betruma, maybe the outside of the kli will touch the truma, and then it will become tummy, and it should be offered to do that. You should have to allow it all to flow down to the gas hatachtaino, kamash malon. That even according to Rebbe Lezer, I don't make such a gzera, and therefore we say all the truma that is going to fall in this keli is going to remain tohar. Hadon aloch oli abo oso, hadon aloch oli abo oso, hadon aloch oli abo oso.